Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott and a very happy new year to one and all. We're going to start off this afternoon, I think, on the right foot. We're going to be featuring one of the greatest trumpet players that ever lived. And unfortunately, his life was very brief, but what he did in that lifetime was simply gorgeous music. We're talking, of course, about trumpeter Clifford Brown. We'll be coming up a little later on. We've also got music from a band from the States known as Bebop and Beyond, playing some really good music from Dizzy Gillespie and also the music of Thelonious Monk. We're starting off this afternoon with music from Joe Carter, a guitarist out of the States. This is taken from an album that he did with Lee Konitz and Art Farmer. We're going to start off with a track written by Lee Konitz called A Minor Blues in F, which is an interesting title for a song. And then right after that, we're going to listen to a new release from sax great Charles McPherson from his album First Flight Out and a song called Portrait. So let's get started now with music from Joe Carter and A Minor Blues in F. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful sax playing there by one of the greats in jazz, Charles McPherson, someone that I haven't heard from in quite a while, and then I just happened to stumble upon this beautiful CD that he recorded for the Arabesque label called First Flight Out. What we listened to was a song written by Charlie Mingus called Portrait. Well, my name is Randy McKellick, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings. One of the nicest trumpet players to come out of the 50s was Clifford Brown, and unfortunately his life was short-lived, but what he did during his brief period here was make some wonderful music, and we're going to listen to some of his recordings this afternoon, some of the recordings that he made for both the Blue Note label and the Pacific Jazz label, featuring a stellar cast of musicians that accompanied him on these classic recordings. Clifford Brown was born in Wilmington, Delaware on October 30th, 1930. Now, his father played trumpet, violin, and piano as a hobby, and as a young boy, Clifford was fascinated by the trumpet, so much so that when he was 13, his father bought one for him. In junior high school, he was tutored by Robert Lowry, who was a former professional musician who was in charge of a student jazz group. Brownie also studied piano and basic arranging. He received a music scholarship to the University of Delaware, which ironically had no music department. He later transferred to Maryland State, where he was able to play with and write for a jazz ensemble. Now, in 1950, during June, a month that figured quite prominently in his life, both positively and negatively, Brownie was on his way back from a gig when he was badly injured in a car crash. It was almost a year before he could leave the hospital, but when he did, he began working with a Philadelphia-based group called Chris Powell's Blue Flames. It was an R&B unit, which in those days, bands of that nature had quite a bit of jazz in them, and Clifford took his first recorded solos with Powell. During his time at the University of Delaware, he met another great trumpet player by the name of Fats Navarro in Philadelphia, and he received a lot of praise from the trumpeter. In 1949, he sat in with Dizzy Gillespie's orchestra and impressed Gillespie so much that Gillespie later visited him during his hospitalization, and he encouraged Clifford Brown to get back to playing as soon as possible. In 1951, he played briefly with Charlie Parker in Philadelphia, and another giant was added to the Clifford Brown fan club. Gillespie had told Max Roach about him, and Parker just happened to be playing with Art Blakey at the time. Now, Brownie would eventually play with both men, but first in 1953, he joined the nine-piece band of master arranger-composer Tad Dameron. He did the summer session that year with Tad at an Atlantic City, New Jersey nightclub, but also found time to do two more sessions for Blue Note, one with J.J. Johnson and another under his own leadership. In the fall, he joined Lionel Hampton's orchestra for a European tour. In around the time of 1954, he took part with drummer Max Roach in the famous live recording for Blue Note at the Birdland, a famous jazz club in New York City. Now, at the same time, Max Roach had gone out to California to work with the Lighthouse All-Stars in Los Angeles. In the spring, promoter DJ Gene Norman asked him to put a band together for a tour, and Max went back to New York and hired Clifford. Now, this was the beginning of an association that would last for about a couple of years, until that fateful day, June 26, 1956, Clifford Brown was traveling along the Pennsylvania Turnpike and got into a tragic, fatal accident that not only killed him, but it also killed Richie Powell and Powell's wife in the process. Although his places in the sun lasted for a short time, his place in the musical community is everlasting, and we're going to start listening now to some very fine music from this great trumpet player, starting off with a session that he recorded June 9th, 1953, and it features Lou Donaldson on alto sax, Elmo Hope on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. This is a song that was recorded for the Blue Note label, and it's called Bella Rosa. Thank you.
Coyote's located at 191 Somerset East is the place to go when you're in the mood to head south. Coyote specializes in authentic Southern-style cooking, from crawfish and blackened chicken to their truly Mexican dishes and Tex-Mex chili. Coyote's has both lunch and dinner menus that have generous portions but lean on price. Coyote's also offers your favorite drinks in economical pitchers. Visit Coyote's for a dining experience you won't soon forget, and rest assured you'll tell your friends. Coyote's, 191 Somerset East, next to the University of Ottawa.
We just listened to two tracks from the June 9th, 1953 session. And the last track that we just heard was Carvin' the Rock, and we started off with Bella Rosa. We're going to continue now with a session that Clifford Brown recorded on June the 22nd, 1953. The song is called Turnpike, and it features J.J. Johnson on trombone, Jimmy Heath on tenor sax and baritone sax, John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums.
Thank you.
Lovely version of Loverman there by Clifford Brown. That was taken from a recording made June 22nd, 1953, as part of the J.J. Johnson Sextet, a recording that he made for Blue Note. And before that, we listened to Turnpike, the master take of Turnpike by the J.J. Johnson Sextet. We'll keep jazz alive in 95 by listening to 4 great hours of jazz each and every Sunday starting at 12 noon, with At the Jazz Band Ball featuring your host, Gordon Bennett, and right after, In Transition with, of course, yours truly, Randy McElligott, until 3 p.m. It's jazz that's there to serve you, and if you have any requests, any jazz that you'd like to hear on our shows, do give us a call at 564-3299 between 12 and 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. Right now, we're going to go to August the 28th, 1953, and this is the actual Clifford Brown Sextet featuring Gigi Grace on alto sax and flute, Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, John Lewis again on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and holding down the drums, we have Art Blakey. We're going to listen to two tracks, starting off with Hymn of the Orient, and then we're going to follow that up with a beautiful song called Brownie Eyes.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Beautiful composition there from Quincy Jones, and that was a song called Brownie Eyes. Beautiful track that features some very lyrical playing there from Clifford Brown. We're going to conclude our little special this afternoon on Clifford Brown with three recordings that he made in 1954 for the Pacific Jazz label, and two of these recordings are classics. The first one is Dawood, which is one of his most recorded numbers by other musicians, and of course the other one is Joy Spring, which is a great, great uplifting number, and I think that Joy Spring is the song that really captures the essence of what Clifford Brown was all about in his playing and just the type of person that he was. Beautiful track. So we're going to go for three. We're going to start off with Dawood, follow that up with Finders Keepers, and conclude with Joy Spring. Now, featured on this recording, we've got Stu Williamson on valve trombone, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, some nice playing from Bob Gordon, also Russ Freeman on piano, Joe Mondragon on bass, some very fine drumming by Shelly Mann. Of course, these were the West Coast recordings, and Shelly Mann was on almost every one of these recordings during his career with Clifford Brown. So let's start off with Dawood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music from Clifford Brown, and that was, of course, Sing Joy Spring. We're going to continue now with some music from a great band from the States called Bebop and Beyond. And what's nice about this band is that they released two CDs. One of them features the music of Dizzy Gillespie, and the second one that we're going to listen to features the music of Thelonious Monk. So without any further ado, let's get started with Wheatley Hall from Bebop and Beyond featuring Dizzy Gillespie.
Thank you.
music from a great band out of the States called Bebop and Beyond. That last track that we heard called Wheatley Hall features Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet. We had a fine solo from him. Also a very fine solo from sax player Mel Martin. Also sharing the trumpet on that recording was Warren Gale, and he also soloed as well as pianist George Cables. Also featured on this CD, we've got Donald Duck Bailey on drums, Vince Latano on drums and timbales, John Santos also handling percussion, bongos, congas, and various other assorted devices, Randy Vincent on guitar, Jeff Chambers on bass. A fine band indeed. We're going to listen to some more of them. But first I want to mention to check out the Rainbow Bistro. They're Ottawa's premier blues club, and they're located at 72 Murray Street in the Byward Market. The Rainbow Bistro is the most established live venue in Ottawa, and whether you're up for a gut-wrenching night of big belly blues or just ready to dance to fever-induced Zydeco, the Rainbow Bistro will make you thirst for more. The Rainbow Bistro has proven experience in providing quality entertainment, from the likes of Katie Lang to the Tragically Hip to Blue Rodeo. The Rainbow housed them all and continues to book top-notch acts from Canada and around the world. So don't miss out. The Rainbow Bistro is located at 76 Murray Street in the Byward Market. And for more information about what's happening this week, you can call 241-5123. And of course, my name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM, bringing you the finest in jazz and keeping jazz alive in 95 between 12 and 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. Of course, starting off with Gordon Bennett with At the Jazz Band Ball. Well, let's continue now with more music from Bebop and Beyond. And this is, I think this is one of the finest compositions that Dizzy Gillespie wrote, and it's called Con Alma. And it features solos from Gillespie, Mel Martin, also music from, solos from Warren Gale and pianist Jeff Cables. And right after that, we're going to follow it up with another composition of Dizzy Gillespie, his beautiful piece called I Waited for You. Boy, I can tell you, Dizzy, you're really, really missed. That was a very, very fine solo there from Dizzy Gillespie, and that was taken from the album Bebop and Beyond featuring Dizzy Gillespie. What a beautiful song that was. I Waited for You, a song penned by Dizzy Gillespie, featuring Dizzy not only on trumpet, but some very fine vocals. Dizzy set the standard, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to playing trumpet, especially the post-bebop and post-bebop generation were very influenced by this man. And this CD is a definite must-have for any collection. Again, it's called Bebop and Beyond, plays Dizzy Gillespie, and it's released on the Blue Moon label. Another CD that we're going to feature by this band right now is Bebop and Beyond, plays Thelonious Monk. And this is a great recording. Produced by Oren Keepnews and featuring the same lineup as the, or basically the same lineup as the Dizzy Gillespie CD. This one that we're going to listen to, we're going to go for three songs on this one, and this should take us up to the end of today's edition of In Transition. We're going to start off with Crisscross and follow that up with an extended version of Mysterioso and follow up with Ugly Beauty. And all these compositions were written by the great Thelonious Sphere Monk. And this recording, again, was made in 1990, and it's released on the same label, Blue Moon, if you have a chance to pick it up. Well worth it. This band is incredible. They have another recording on the Concord Jazz label, which I didn't bring with me today, but is really very good as well. So let's get started now with music from Bebop and Beyond and Crisscross.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Beautiful music from a beautiful band known as Bebop and Beyond. We listened to three compositions from Thelonious Monk, Ugly Beauty, Misterioso, and Crisscross, featuring some fine music. And as I said before, these CDs are available on the Blue Moon label. And these two CDs, Bebop and Beyond, featuring the music of Dizzy Gillespie and Thelonious Monk, are well worth it. And some very, very fine playing and excellent compositions that they do explore on these recordings. My name is Randy McElligott, and of course you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM, coming to you again from the University of Ottawa. And we're heard each and every Sunday here at 89.1 FM on your dial, for the best in jazz. If there's any jazz request that you'd like to hear, 564-3299, or if there's any feature that you'd like me to do in the upcoming editions of In Transition, I'd be more than happy to welcome any comments or suggestions that you might have of anyone that you'd like me to feature on an upcoming edition of In Transition. I thought that we'd conclude this afternoon with music from Charles McPherson. We started off with his latest CD called First Flight Out, which is excellent. And it features Tom Harrell on trumpet and flugelhorn, Michael Weiss on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Victor Lewis on drums. I thought we'd start off with a track that was written by Charlie Mingus and that was covered by numerous people, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. Then we're going to go back way, way back. This song was written by Rudy Valley and Charles Henderson, and it's called Deep Night. So let's get started now with music from Charles McPherson from his latest CD, First Flight Out. Thank you. Well, that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Just want to let you know that next week I'll be featuring music from a great label called Improvising Artists, featuring pianist Paul Blair. I'll also be featuring music from guitarist John Abercrombie. On the 15th, I'll be featuring music, some Blue Note sessions from Pete Johnson, Earl Hines, and Teddy Bunn. On the 22nd of January, I'll be featuring some great sax music from Eddie Lockjaw Davis, Tony Campese, Willis Jackson, and John Handy. And at the end of the month, on January 29th, stay tuned because I'll be featuring music by flautist James Newton, sax great Sonny Fortune, and trumpet player Ted Kirsten. Until then, have a nice week and have an excellent new year. My name is Randy McElligott, and you have been listening to In Transition. Bye for now.